mystery woman at Mar-a-Lago.
Who sent her there? What is she doing there? How did she get as far as she did through security?
New report on 737 crash.
The crew did follow Boeing's emergency procedures.
Big names in college scandal go to court.
They're scared, and it's, can I survive in prison?
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Her name is Yujing Zhang. The Secret Service says the 32-year-old woman with two Chinese passports tried to get into President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate last weekend while the president was in Florida. Here's CBS's Paula Reed.
Even though security could not find her on the access list, the club believes she was the relative of a member and allowed her access onto the property. When Zhang arrived in the main reception area, a staffer asked several times why she was at Mar-a-Lago. Zhang finally responded she was there for a United Nations Chinese American Association event. The staffer knew there was no such event and alerted the Secret Service. But Zhang passed at least five Secret Service agents and at least half a dozen signs before she was apprehended.
This instance was sort of a perfect storm where she lied her way past multiple checkpoints.
Fran Townsend is a CBS News senior national security analyst.
They're going to be looking at when did she enter the United States? Who did she associate with here in the U.S.?
Agents found four cell phones, one laptop, an external hard drive, and a thumb drive containing malware in her possession.
She's due in court for a hearing next week. New information emerging on the deadly crash of a Boeing 737 MAX jetliner last month in Ethiopia. The aircraft has since been grounded. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The crew of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302, the one that crashed shortly after takeoff, reportedly did follow Boeing's emergency procedures and turn off that anti-stall system. But they may have turned it back on in an effort to regain control of the plane. Now, this reporting by Reuters and the Wall Street Journal broke overnight and indicates that the system may have activated as many as four times, leaving the pilots unable to regain altitude and control of the plane. Remember, this apparently happened almost immediately after takeoff, investigators believe. Now, these reports are bringing into question what Boeing and the FAA have been saying about the ease of turning off the stall prevention feature.
A Senate committee says it's looking into a whistleblower's complaint about the training of federal inspectors who evaluated the 737 MAX in this country. President Trump indicates he's pleased with steps Mexico's taken in recent days, but he urges Congress to take action on immigration. He seemed to ease off on his threat to close the southern border and said only large sections might have to be closed. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
To illustrate how seriously this is being considered here, the White House says the Council of Economic Advisers has been studying the financial impact of closing the border. And the head of the president's National Economic Council says one option under consideration is closing the border to all but commercial trucking traffic. That way, Larry Kudlow says, there might be less disruption to supply chains.
President Trump vowed last week the Republican Party would be the party of health care and said the GOP would come up with a replacement for Obamacare. But last night, any urgency had evaporated.
We're going to come up with a health care plan. We're not going to vote on it until after the election. We'll all promise it's going to be our first vote. Because we blew it the last time.
CBS's Nancy Cordes says the president slowed the roll after Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said nothing would happen anytime soon.
Republicans essentially balked when he started publicly pushing them to try again on health care. Republicans argued that any plan that they come up with now is sure to die in the democratically controlled House. So the president backed down. For now,
President Trump, who spoke at a Republican congressional event last night, couldn't resist a dig at former Vice President Joe Biden.
Welcome to the world, Joe. You having a good time, Joe?
Biden is facing accusations of inappropriate physical contact with several women. He's expected to jump into the presidential race this month. The new mayor of Chicago after yesterday's historic election is a black, openly gay woman, former prosecutor Lori Lightfoot.
A city where it doesn't matter what color you are. Where it doesn't matter who you love, just as long as you love.
She easily defeated Tony Preckwinkle. Lightfoot promised to make Chicago a place where your zip code doesn't determine your destiny. She'll be sworn in next month. The two biggest names in the college admissions scandal, actresses Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, appear in court in Boston today. Other people charged will be there, too. CBS's Don Daler tells us some of the defendants are bracing for a new reality.
Justin Paperny is a former stockbroker who served prison time for fraud and now works with wealthy clients as a prison consultant. He says he's been hired by one parent charged in the scheme and is in talks with several others.
What's most surprising to me about the first conversation is how many of them didn't view their actions as criminal.
Paperny says he is helping them confront their denial while answering their basic questions about prison life.
What's it like? What will my job be? Can my family visit? Is there email? Is there internet?
But Paperny says the most important conversations he's had with many are about accepting responsibility, which he believes can lead to a more lenient sentence.
In Southern California, a tip led to the arrest yesterday of the suspect sought in connection with the shooting death of rapper Nipsey Hussle. CBS's Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
29-year-old Eric Holder is being held without bail. Police say on Sunday, Holder was involved in a dispute with Nipsey Hussle. Holder left, but then allegedly returned with a gun and opened fire.
The rapper died in front of a strip mall he had bought and planned to redevelop. Two others were wounded. New Islamic law has taken effect in Brunei. It will punish adultery and gay sex with death by stoning. It's part of a new Sharia law penal code adopted a few years ago in the oil-rich nation in Southeast Asia. Human rights groups say it's an outrage. Well, until last night, the legendary Wilt Chamberlain was the only NBA player to notch more than 20 points, 20 rebounds, and 20 assists in a game. He did it once in 1968.
Russell again from the other three for Ferguson. Good again!
Last night on TNT, Oklahoma City Thunder star Russell Westbrook hit for 20 points, 20 rebounds, and 21 assists in a win over the L.A. Lakers. Behind the wheel on a long road trip, time to crank up the music.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home?
A new survey by the Car Council polled 25,000 drivers age 18 to 65 and the performer who came out on top of who they want to listen to on that drive. Bruce Springsteen. The poll is conducted in conjunction of National Car Care Month, which promotes vehicular safety. Coming in after the boss, Keith Urban, Bruno Mars, Jimmy Buffett, and Lady Gaga. Matt Piper, CBS News.
How about a long plane flight? Turns out jet lag could be good for us, at least for our brains, according to a new study. Researchers at Northwestern studied fruit flies and changes in sleep patterns similar to jet lag helped the insects hold off progression of Huntington's disease. Fruit fly brains are wired for sleep, much like humans. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.